Oh, heavens, you know, there's one thing that really stands in my memory is it was in an evening and we were working in Zion National Park. And the dispatcher, who is always in charge of kind of, you know, letting you know if something's going wrong, called. And she was telling me that the report was that the river was coming down the main roadway. And this is the Virgin River, and it's the river that flows through the park. It definitely shouldn't have been on the highway. And it was up canyon. And I asked her, well, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, I don't know, but you probably should go check. So we did. And at the time I arrived, the roads supervisor was already there. And a gigantic landslide came down the canyon, and it was a narrow canyon, and the highway paralleled the river, which was about, oh, I don't know, 80 or 100 feet down below where we were. And this landslide dammed up the river, and the river backed up into a small lake and started then going around with the highway, on top of the
Oh my God.
highway. And we watched as this catastrophe happened, and the roadway was being consumed by the water, and all of the power lines and water lines and all the utilities were under this road, and one by one they eroded away, and these big power lines were breaking and flashing these big bolts of lightning, and there were up canyon, there was Zion Lodge. It was still there, or was there, clear full of people. This
Oh
was
my
in
gosh.
the middle of the summer, and so everyone up there was trapped behind the flood or this landslide.
So they had to get them all out of there somehow.
It took us 2.5 days
Oh my gosh.
to rebuild a little tiny road around the landslide and get everything stabilized. Eventually, the river carved through the landslide, and it slowly drained the lake. But we also had to evacuate the town of Springdale because we were afraid that
That it
was
was
going to
gonna break,
breach,
yeah.
and here would come this wall of water. And
Jeez. So they still tell that story on the shuttles.
yes, they do. I
Yeah.
was really amazed to hear that the last few times I was in Zion. They do tell that story, but we were there firsthand,
Wow.
and that remains probably one of the most bizarre incidents of my career that night. There's been others, but that one seems to really top it off.
When you look back at your career as a whole, including stories like this, how does it feel to be finished?
Well, the Park Service, well, let me back up and say it's not just the Park Service. It's facility management in general is not what you call a profession that you go into thinking that you're going to have a lot of thanks and praise for your work, because facility management is one of those things where it's just those things that everyone expects, and you do it because that's your job. And but I feel as a facility manager in the parks that I've worked at, is that I've made a genuine difference, or I feel I've made a genuine difference in how the park can function into the next century. And I've come to terms with the fact that you're not going to get a lot of praise and thanks for your work, but I have a high degree of really personal satisfaction knowing the work that I've done in the park is going to serve people for a long, long time.
How do you want to be remembered?
I would just rather be remembered as an individual who cared deeply for the resources and cared deeply for the visitors of the park, that, you know, my work will be, you know, appreciated through the years. And I know that it won't be long until I'll be quickly forgotten. That's just the way it is. But I would just hope that the people who come to the parks that I've been in will just be able to appreciate them for a long, long time. And that is the way I would like to be remembered most. Is not even remembered, but just appreciated that someone took the time to fix things and fix things right.
How does that, in general, play into your life? Because it's been a huge part of your life.
Well, I think anyone who has given a certain amount of their life to their profession will say that, you know, it's taken a little bit of their life away. But I feel even though that working in a national park is hard, it's hard work, you know, everyone thinks, well, that would be really wonderful to work in a national park, and it is, but they do, in the line of my work, it takes a toll on you. And if I'm answering your question correctly, it was worth it. It was worth it. Time passes slowly for a facility manager because of the demands of their work. But I like to think of it as prolonging my life. I was able to get way more out of life than a lot of people do in their professions.
What are you most looking forward to about retirement?
Oh, I really look forward to not having the responsibility of a small city on my shoulders every minute. You know, I've been in that position now for pretty close to 27 years, and I've never really known any other thing other than just having the responsibility of making sure everybody was, you know, in their places and ready to go, and that the roads were open during storms, and the water was flowing, and it's clean, and it's drinkable, and the trails are open. It's going to be nice not having to consistently worry about whether everything is going to be in the right place at the right time, and whether the park's going to open, and be able to take visitors.
Anything you would add after talking about this?
Well, you know, I don't think that an individual has to work for the Park Service to maintain those and keep those Park Service ideals and principles in place. I think that there's all kinds of ways that we can preserve and protect the national parks, and one of them is to just become, you know, very involved with them and be sure that we're keeping that concept of the national parks fresh and clean and vigorous in our society. And I think that it's anyone and everyone can do that. As we continue on and the population of the country and the world grows, the more and more forces there will be on the national parks to go in a different direction, to privatize the parks, to make the parks, reverse them. And we as a society, if that's something we really and truly need to keep or want to keep, it's going to take us all. And so my point is that if you want to continue on with the Park Service, you don't have to work there, but you can be a powerful advocate and keep the principles of the national parks system alive and well. And any way you can do that is a good thing.
That's my dad, Frank Cope. He just retired as a facility manager at Mesa Verde National Park. Thanks for coming in, Dad.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.